The Star Report with Sasha Star.
Sasha Star? What's happening in the Loshen Horror Report today?
That is so mean. Oh my goodness. Especially because I begin with a story of bravery.
Really?
Yes. None other than J.K. Rowling, who has been one of my favorite people since I was 11 years old. As we all know, author of Harry Potter.
And some other very unsuccessful books, actually. Have you read her adult books?
I have. I read the first adult book under her own name, and yes. I enjoyed it.
Yes.
But the
there was
Robert...
about sitting on a bench or something.
No, oh, I cannot recall right now. It was set in a little village. But her books by Robert Galbraith.
Yes.
Her pseudonym, I did not enjoy at all.
Okay, so I just read, I think it was the second one.
Right. Something
cutting
about
potty or something.
I don't know. So, the first one was the cuckoo call.
Oh, that's it. The cuckoo calling. Cuckoo's calling. Cuckoo whatever.
I thought
this was ridiculous.
This is so badly written. And she's fantastic. Oh. Anyway, onto her tweets, which are very well written.
Yes.
Because as we know, this anti-Semitism issue has just escalated in the UK. Everyone appears to be weighing in. And now we have a fellow author. His name is Simon Magan. He is a thriller writer.
But nobody's ever heard of him.
Yeah.
Or read his books, yeah.
So he's written 5 thrillers under his own name. And then he also writes satirical comedies under the name of Simon Nolan. So perhaps you've heard of Simon Nolan. He tweeted saying, explain it to me then. Explain your deep and wounding sense of injury. Explain the wrong that's been done to you. Explain your patently synthetic outrage. Explain yourself publicly in reference to Jews' offense at anti-Semitism. And JK, to her credit.
What an idiot, yeah.
She wrote, and let us bear in mind, she is not Jewish. She wrote, how dare you tell a Jew that their outrage is patently synthetic? How dare you demand that they lay bare their pain and fear on demand for your personal evaluation? What other minority would you speak to this way?
It's true. If you want to know
completely.
If something is Islamophobic, you ask a Muslim. If you want to know if something is racist, you ask a black person. If you want to find out if something is anti-Semitic, you ask a Jew. That's how the world works.
And she makes such a great point about what other minority would you speak to in this manner. Mm. Because it does appear as though Jews are a group that are singled out, that it's almost okay to ridicule and to offend.
Look, Sasha, sometimes we can be a little ridiculous. I'm saying. I'm saying.
It's irrelevant.
I know. The guy's clearly an idiot.
Anyway, moving along.
They are, yeah.
Moving along, because I think that's a... It's an emotional topic, and I want to actually congratulate Eddie Murphy. I don't think anyone's heard from him for the last 20 years.
That's what I remember from Eddie Murphy.
But he is set to become a father.
Again?
Oh, he's got like 40 kids already.
Yeah, it's the 10th child.
No, it can't be 10. I think it was more.
It's 10. So it's his second child with his long-term girlfriend, Paige Butcher. I must be honest, she is a fantastic-looking woman.
Why don't these people ever get married?
Why don't they get married?
Yeah, why don't they get married?
Eddie Murphy's been married a couple of times.
He has, clearly.
Has he been... Oh, so he has actually been married to the mothers of some of these
Yeah,
kids.
He's been married to the mothers of these kids. I think one was even like for a few weeks.
No, I think he had... Really? He had two ex-wives...
Mm-hmm.
And let's not forget he had a baby with Mel B, the Spice Girl.
Yeah, he's got a baby with her.
Oh my gosh, that's
She's
right.
She's 11 already, which makes me feel really old. Anyway, but this is his second kid with Paige.
Okay.
And it says, Eddie Murphy and longtime girlfriend Paige Butcher are pleased to announce that they are expecting their second child in December.
Wonderful. So how old is their first child?
Their first child, I think, is 2. Yes.
Oh, so it's a nice age difference.
Yes. Listen, his eldest child is 29.
How old is Eddie again?
He's in his 50s. He's 57.
Really?
Yes.
He's so young. Why did I think he was older?
I don't know.
He's just been around since my childhood.
He has been around a very long time.
Did you ever see the movie Trading Places?
I don't recall.
Did you ever see it, Simon?
I saw it so long ago, I don't remember a single thing about it.
Yeah.
It's these two old guys, old money, who work on Wall Street, and they take a bet that they can exchange the lives of their spoiled nephew, who's due to earn, well, inherit all their money, and a bum on the street who's in trouble with the law. And it's what happens. It was a brilliant movie.
Something vaguely coming back to my mind, and yet it was eminently forgettable to me.
Clearly.
The last significant thing I remember about Eddie Murphy is that he stormed out of the Oscars after he didn't win Best Supporting Actor for Dreamgirls.
He was actually brilliant in that.
Mm. Okay, but the Academy said otherwise. Don't storm out. How childish.
Just because he was black, Sasha. They are so racist, Danica.
So
they are so racist. Right, Lynn?
Very.
Very racist. Very.
Guys.
Simon, say so. I can see you're trying to say
something. Simon, like, the voice of reason.
Really, this is my first day in a radio station in my entire life. So and
this is what we do in radio. We talk.
An egg on my face. This yeah. very so moment.
We initiate.
Are you
fire?
Trying to stay longer?
We initiate with fire. It's the best way.
Well, that's for sure. I'm one of those people who go to movies and I don't know who was in the movie the minute after I've seen it. So.
Oh, no.
Okay. This
doesn't
work for
me. So nothing that Eddie Murphy has done is nothing. Memorable to you at all?
Not a single thing.
I can't remember the name of the movie where he was the prince of some African.
Coming to America.
That was hilarious. It was like Robert Mugabe's entourage.
I've never
with
liked
the
Eddie Murphy.
It's one of those movies for me, Kath. I enjoyed it terribly when I was younger. I watched it, I think, sometime last year, and I was waiting for the part where...
Yeah, something's
it
just
gets interesting.
Well.
And I was like,
realized how utterly idiotic it was.
You see, Eddie Murphy's always been too slapstick. The humor isn't... I prefer that dry English wit. And I don't like Eddie Murphy.
Okay, tell us one more story.
Yeah, because I could not do the Star Report today without Sam Smith. Because he is heading to South Africa.
Really?
So the Thrill of It All tour will be heading down south in April of next year. Yes, he'll be performing in Joburg on the 13th and 14th of April at the Ticket Pro Dome, and in Cape Town on the 16th and 17th of April at Grand West Casino.
This is true.
Now, I don't know if you remember that he's actually an Oscar winner. So this is pretty cool.
He won an Oscar and Eddie Murphy didn't.
Yes.
I'm telling you, they are the most racist
conspiracy.
Academy ever. What did he win an Oscar for?
He wrote Writings on the Wall for James Bond. For
he wasn't even in the movie, are you telling me?
He made the song. He sang the song, he wrote it.
Yeah. He wasn't even in the movie. This Academy. How?
Do you want to get rid of it now?
Hashtag the Academy was full.
If you want to get your tickets for Sam Smith, you can do so from the 30th of August. That is this Thursday, 9 o'clock from Big Concerts. And if you're a really lucky individual, you can order them now if you have a Discovery card.
I also want to know if you have booked tickets to go and see the geriatric The Cure.
The Cure.
Oh my goodness.
And if they're still dressing emo and gothic. I want to know, because that would really be a sight to see. I can't bring myself to do it.
I don't believe
that they're going to be the same.
I feel like going just for you, just to sort of take a video for you and say, see, look.
See, look how he manipulates that Zimmer frame.
Oh my God. I do feel like somebody needs to go just so that we come back and give Kathy feedback.
I'll tell you what, I'll go to Sam Smith for us. How's that?
Sam Smith.
But you know what you're saying about some things just don't age well?
Yeah.
The Cure. It's not. What can I say?
That's your Star Report for today.